My Father Had Been Drinking, a monologue from a book by William S. Pollack and Todd Schuster. Mickey, 17, from a city in the South. Maybe a year ago, my father was drunk and slammed my brother's head up against the bookshelf. I was in the apartment with them, but I didn't see it. I heard him yelling, and then I heard my brother screaming, then crying. That's the only time he ever touched any of us, and I don't really care to know what happened. All I know was that my father had been drinking. My parents divorced when I was 2, and my brother Ron was 4. We live with our mother and stepdad, but we see our father every few weeks. I was always the son that followed in his father's footsteps. He was an athlete, I was an athlete, my brother wasn't. My father connected with me through sports. We would enjoy sitting down and watching a football game together, but Ron didn't. I feel guilty about it because I've been able to have that kind of relationship with our father, and my brother hasn't. Neither of us was ever hurt except for that one time. He still drinks every once in a while, but he's giving it up. I see him every other weekend, and he doesn't drink when I'm around. But even though I can vent to him, I still don't feel like I can go to him with important things. His drinking just kind of rips us apart. A few weeks ago, I made a very bad decision when I was upset. My girlfriend and I had just broken up, and I found out that she was hooking up with this guy that had been trying to come between us ever since we started going out. That really made me mad, and I got pretty messed up on alcohol with 3 friends. We were all drunk, and we went to throw oranges and eggs at this guy's truck. But we didn't feel like that was enough, so we went back with a couple of cinder blocks and a screwdriver. That night, we did $3,000 worth of damage to his truck. The next day, I felt horrible about it, but it was too late. It's something that I'm not proud of, and I wish I hadn't done it. Messing up his truck is one thing in my life that I wish I could take back, but I can't. If I don't touch another drop of alcohol ever again, it'll be too soon. That night, I didn't think I needed to talk to anybody about how upset I was feeling. I thought I could handle it on my own, but I couldn't. If I knew anyone else in that sort of situation or feeling that upset, I would tell them to talk to somebody before they take action. Separate yourself from the crowd and just think about what happened and why you're feeling the way you're feeling. No matter how bad it hurts, find someone to talk to. There's pressure on us guys to handle things on our own, but it all just balls up inside you, and eventually it'll explode. It exploded for me that night, and now all 4 of us are getting jobs to pay back the damages. Thank God they're not going to press charges. I've always stood up for my own and wouldn't let anybody push me around. If you let them push you around, then they think they can do it any time they want to. When I have an issue with someone, or something is bothering me, I carry it with me until I deal with it. It's just how I am. I have a strong sense of justice, of what's right and what's wrong. Male pride gets us in a lot of trouble sometimes. See, in a typical fight, somebody insults you, then you respond, then he pushes you. Now, if you don't push back, you'll get made fun of for God knows how long. People will call you a wuss or a sissy. And that hurts anyone's pride. So you push back. In some ways, it's better to get beat up to protect your pride than to take a punch and walk away. You show that you know how to fight and that you won't take it, so you won't end up getting teased. Of course, you still have to suffer the consequences of getting in a fight. You just have to decide which is more important, keeping your pride or staying out of trouble. Life is often very unfair.